All today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. It's Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Dave, New Hampshire. Dave going once. Dave in New Hampshire, going twice.
Can you hear me okay?
There he is. Hey, here. Dave.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to give you a shout and give you an update on the Ridley Report.
Oh, yes, Ridley Report. Our man in New Hampshire, Dave Ridley, that's the Dave that's on the line with us here. He's doing his own news reporting on YouTube, which is a wonderful thing, and I think that that our listeners that are interested in what's going on in New Hampshire, what's happening with many of the Free State Project early movers and some of the activism that's going on here, would be wise to go and subscribe to the Ridley Report. You can go to youtube.com/Ridley Report, and that's one word, in order to get to your site. It's very good. I'm a subscriber.
I wanted to announce the normal URL now. It's just ridleyreport.com.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, that's up and running as of today. But ridleyreport.com.
That's even easier.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we've got you.
Okay, good. Yeah, I've produced, I guess, about 25 stories now, and it's really, it is, you know, quantity does win out over quality because I'm just producing them very fast. But the whole idea is to get something on the air, you know, the same day, maybe the day after.
Yeah, I'm to the point, Dave, where I get frustrated if there's no new Ridley Report every single day. I need it. I want it. I must consume it.
Well, if I could get to a point, you know, where I was earning enough revenue with it, then I could start orbiting my day around it and then start shooting maybe three stories a day.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Which is doable, you know, it's a little bit of extra work. But if that was like my career, you know, then I could do that.
How cool would that be? I hope that someday it can be your career, because I don't know. Mark, have you seen any of his reports yet?
Yeah.
I think they're just phenomenal. I mean, they're shot.
Well, yeah, they're professional looking.
They're professionally done, but there's no actual editing going on, which is even more impressive. He's shooting it shot for shot in the camera. So he's just taking one shot. He narrates it in camera, and he remembers what he said by the time he's taking the next shot. He doesn't go back and review any of his footage to review what he said. He just shoots and shoots and shoots. And you just do an amazing job, Dave. You're doing a great job covering everything that's happening here in the state.
Well, thanks. Thank you for being one of my advertisers. FreeKing.com is one of my advertisers. And then I have three other advertisers, but I don't charge very much. It's very, you know, it's very much just, you know, small amount of money right now. But I think over time, if we get more viewers, it should be worth more money.
Absolutely. And I'm proud to be in on the ground floor and doing a little something to send you at least a few bucks. And I know it's not a lot. So what else is going on out there in Ridley Land?
Let's see. That's the main thing, ridleyreport.com. But, yeah, that tends to kind of take up a fair amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
But the other stuff, you know, is just general Ron Paul stuff. Like I bought my official Chewbacca uniform. I mean, I've got the whole Chewbacca get-up, you know.
Okay.
Like a $400 uniform that looks like, or not uniform, but $400
awesome.
Costume.
Yeah.
And I'm planning on standing on the street corners with a Ron Paul Rebel Alliance sign.
Excellent.
I hope it's not too... Well, it's New Hampshire, so it won't be too warm out there.
No, probably not.
I tell you what, I could pass for... I mean, I could be an extra on the next Star Wars movie.
It's that good, huh?
It's a first-rate uniform, yeah.
Fantastic.
Can you do your Chewie scream for us?
Wow, that's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
That's pretty darn good.
Now, Dave, last hour, I don't know if you were listening, but we were talking heavily about this situation in Miami with the reporter that was arrested yesterday for standing on a sidewalk. And as a professional videographer and reporter yourself, did you have any comments on that situation?
Oh, I didn't know about that. It sounds hideous. I was just thinking about the gal from the New York Times who they threw in jail for almost, 5 months? For refusing to rat out her sources.
Right.
That was a couple of years ago, but yeah, this is sounds bad.
Yeah, it's pretty frightening, and the footage is available on our website at bbs.freetalklive.com. They've got 8 minutes of raw footage, and it's just outrageous. A reporter arrested for standing on a public sidewalk. I just wonder, how would you handle that if the cops came up and asked you to cross the street when they weren't asking anybody else that was on that same sidewalk to cross the street?
depend on the circumstances. But, you know, if you've got it on tape, it may be worth doing. Maybe worth getting arrested over.
That's what he did. Dave, thanks for the call.
If you don't have it on tape, it might be worth it. You know, and that's the thing. The liberty, the reporters, mainstream reporters in the liberty movement should be on the same side. We shouldn't be at each other's throats. And I don't know why it happens as much as it does. Because they are so dependent on, you know, the maintenance of the First Amendment, and you can't have the First Amendment if the other amendments are not maintained.
Well, I wonder if maybe we'll see more support and more friendliness from them as they continue to be cracked down upon, because it seems as though the police are getting more and more brazen with the things that they're willing to do to reporters while they're on camera. So the police are getting more ballsy, and I'm thinking that maybe as the police continue to be more police state-ish with the reporters, maybe they'll start coming around to our viewpoint. Who knows?
Maybe I know, just Crockett and Tubbs are the bad guys, that's all I know.
Thanks for the call, Dave. We appreciate it. Keep up the good work. That's RidleyReport.com. I really like the work he's doing. And it's great, too, because there's so much talent here in New Hampshire as far as video production is concerned and I guess also the audio side, Free Talk Live. But really, I'm impressed with some of the video products that are coming out of New Hampshire. And I really hope that eventually these guys can really find a way to make some money at this. Yep. Dave's charging me, like, you know, $1 for 1,000 views of an advertisement. So it's very affordable for me to advertise on, but I wish he could make enough to make a living.
I was having this conversation with my wife today, and I hope it isn't too stinging, but I had a catalog for yet another plethora of libertarian books.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I wish libertarians would stop writing books. Essentially, libertarians write books that other libertarians read, more or less they don't get the word out. Things like the Ridley Report, especially the Jell-O wrestling that he had on that one time, you know, about a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever it is. Things like that, people find out about the Liberty Movement. Ron Paul, people find out about the Liberty Movement through these things,
right?
Through these stunts, different things that people do. But the books, I just don't think that they're bringing people to liberty.
No,
I think they may very well, in some case, be hashing out or honing the liberty message.
Totally,
within.
That's what they're valuable for. You don't recruit people with a book.
Well, but there's not much recruitment going on out there. For every 20 books that are written, somebody does something on video that's getting people, you know, interested in the Liberty Movement. What we need is more people interested in the Liberty Movement and less honing inside, you know, arguing about the minutia of whether or not, you know, the drug war should be our primary thing, or whether illegal aliens are okay, whatever, you know, the finer points are. We need more people in the movement.
I agree completely, and I think that you're seeing a shift. I think that
I am.
That because media is now within the reach of the average person, we've talked about this a lot on Free Talk Live, how you can be the media now. You couldn't do this 20 years ago. You couldn't go and start your own TV report on a daily basis like Dave is doing. You don't, unless you had your own TV station. That just was not an option.
Right.
You couldn't really go out, and you couldn't afford the editing equipment, because that was very expensive. And even if you could afford the editing equipment, then the only thing you could do would be to pass out VHS tapes to people. And that's certainly not very effective. So we're in a world today where information can transfer at the snap of a finger that was unprecedented before.
Yeah.
And now you are starting to see that. So libertarians, the best thing they could do before was write books and produce the occasional television special. Harry Brown in 1996 produced a TV, a videotape, a half hour about him talking about the issues and why he was running for president. I'm sure it didn't get huge distribution, but it was there. I mean, people have been trying to do liberty-oriented television and radio. It's just, until now, those areas have been controlled by the big media corporations who didn't have any interest in letting people like us on the airwaves.
Well, you know, I YouTube certainly has made a big difference. And
oh, my gosh.
There's more.
YouTube alone is revolutionary.
Movies coming out now. You know, somehow Michael Moore did it. Somehow he managed to get
a leftist with an agenda.
I understand. And you don't think that libertarians have an agenda?
I don't think that libertarians are in charge of Hollywood.
Hold on. What's Michael Moore have to do with it? He's from Flint, Michigan.
His distribution comes from Hollywood distribution.
Somehow he managed to do it. Why can't libertarians do it?
Well, again, he's a socialist, and most of the people in Hollywood are also of his ilk, and so therefore he's sort of got ins that libertarians just don't have. More on the way. It is starting to change, though, and you can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. A picture's worth a thousand words, so picture this. A toilet bowl. You know what car part is similar to that household favorite? Battery? Gas tank? No, those won't float. But when I come back, I'll tell you what does.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
What's the automotive equivalent of your toilet bowl? Your carburetor. Both have little floats that control levels of liquid. Ever lifted the top of a toilet tank and bent the rod to stop water from flowing? Carburetors have similar float valves that adjust fuel level. In toilets, the excess water streams harmlessly to the sewer. But in carburetors, surplus fuel flows into the motor, causing engine damage, decreased gas mileage, and air pollution. All good reasons to include carburetor checks in your annual inspections. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,400 pages, created by listeners just like you. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And now,
You can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Once again, we were talking about books and libertarians and the liberty movement and how for the past 35 or 50 years, it's all been about books, 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 books.
Libertarians and write books.
I have nothing against books. I like a good book. In fact, I really should make more time to read them. I don't read often enough.
And therein is the rub.
Right. People watch TV, and people watch YouTube, and people listen to the radio.
You'll make time to watch a libertarian video. You won't make time to read a libertarian book.
It's just easier, you know? It's just easier to consume. And it's certainly more emotional as well. It's better to put forth certain arguments via...
If I get tired of watching the video, I can listen to the video and do something online at the same time.
That's true. And the whole point about television is you can appeal to people's emotions far more effectively than you can in print. Because you can use imagery, you can use swelling music, you can use narration, and it's very, very powerful. It's a great advertising medium, as is radio. Radio, we don't have the imagery, but we can still use the music and the emotion and the at least voice imagery. And so it's important that we in the liberty movement start becoming the media. And that can mean different things for different people. You know, if you don't feel comfortable hosting your own radio show, then don't do that. But if you ever have found yourself interested in doing media, there's no better time to get involved. It's an exciting time in the world of media right now. There's a lot of change happening. We're not really sure yet how things like the Ridley Report and other organizations, other groups that are putting out product and content on the internet are going to actually be able to make money off of it into the future. But eventually, they'll figure out a way. Dave's charging a few bucks to run ads on his Ridley reports, and that's helping him cover a few costs. But my point is, if you want to get involved in promoting and creating liberty-oriented media, then you should. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Don't hang back and think that, well, I'll just leave that up to those guys at Free Talk Live. No, go right. And start your own podcast.
One of the successes of Free Talk Live, and we didn't get into this to do a libertarian radio show. We got into this to be entertaining. But one of the successes is it is entertaining and it's not so scholarly. Some of those libertarian books, man, I can't get through. They're like they're worse than textbooks. They're just the way they're written. I just can't even get through them.
I can't either. I'm sorry. It makes me feel dumb when I read those. So there needs to be more liberty-oriented media, and you're seeing it happen. You're seeing it happen on YouTube, where people are leveraging the power of the internet and the YouTube distribution, because now they don't have to pay for bandwidth. YouTube is paying for all those costs, so all you have to do is create the content. That's all you have to do now is create it and put it out there and then promote it. That's it. And then people will pick it up, and they'll promote it for you. Word of mouth is so powerful. In fact, there are articles being written now in other forms of media, like the newsprint. There are newspapers reporting on YouTube videos. Have you seen this? Here in New Hampshire, the Lauren Canario situation, our friend that was arrested for driving without her papers, there have been newspaper articles in the Union Leader and other papers across New Hampshire talking about how Lauren's arrest was caught on video and is available on YouTube.
Wow.
The video now has over 5,000 reviews, or not reviews, but views, as a result of all the news coverage it has been getting. So YouTube can be the news, but you have to create the content. Anyway, just wanted to encourage you to do that. And I think it's all the more important. Not only is it important for you to do it where you are, because the more liberty media there is in your town, the better. But secondly, it's important for you to do it when you come here to New Hampshire. If you are going to be a Free State Project mover, be part of the media. Go and get an internship at a local radio station if you're younger. Or if you're older and you don't have anything better to do. Go and intern at a station and then try to take that into an on-air opportunity. Or if you feel more comfortable behind the scenes, the more liberty-oriented people we have working in media, the better off we will be. Because then we won't have misinformation going out there. I was just reading an article about the Lauren Canario situation. And it says in the article, they're talking about her and being arrested for not showing her papers. It makes this blanket false statement. Free staters believe they should not have to pay taxes, register their cars, or apply for driver's licenses. Does that apply to you, Mark? You're a free stater.
Well, do I believe I should have to, or do I intend to? I'm going to do all those things.
Well, the way it sounds is those you won't if you're a free stater, the way that's written. And so that's the kind of crap we're fighting.
It's not exactly, it's just not fair.
it's just misinformation. Either the reporter just didn't do their job, or they're purposefully misinforming, one or the other. The more liberty-oriented people we have behind the scenes and in front of the cameras and in front of the microphones, the better off we'll be. It's just a fact. So get involved if you have the time. Please.
I have a little public access television show here in town that I do, and I manage to do it in maybe 2 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put that much time into it. Now, I have some help, but it just goes to show that you can put, you can put a little bit of time in and get a consistent result.
The resources are there for you to use. All you have to do is do it.
And I get all kinds of reactions.
Comments. People talk to you on the street.
Yeah. And some people agree and some people don't.
And what's amazing is how many people agree and how much they agree.
Right.
Like 95%.
There's so many people. We hear it all the time here on Free Talk Live. I didn't know anybody believed like I did.
Right. And you know what? Those people never would have known because they never would have picked up a libertarian book to find out. Right? So it's libertarian media, liberty media, that is bringing people like that into this movement.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for Free Talk Live, and if it weren't for the Ridley Report, if it weren't for these other liberty-oriented media sites and options, I know Reason Magazine is now breaking into television, Reason.tv is their website. If it weren't for all these different choices, then so many more people would be in the dark about liberty. And, of course, it's all tying into the Ron Paul campaign as well. Because of all these liberty-oriented news resources, the Ron Paul campaign can leverage that. Now, not that they're doing it on purpose, but we're giving them attention because they're doing good things.
Sure.
And so that's all of the liberty-oriented media is being leveraged by the Ron Paul campaign, and that's helping him build his campaign, helping him reach out to other people across the country and spread the message of
synergy.
It really is working, and we really owe it to the Internet, more so than anything else.
Yep, the Internet's going to change everything.
In fact, there's a really cool article over at LouRockwell.com called How Ron Paul Could Win the Presidency.
Yeah, I read it. It's inspirational. Go ahead.
It's a hypothetical chronology, so none of this has happened yet. Considering his surprising third-quarter fundraising numbers and the media attention that's followed for Paul, that has happened, it is clear that he has a chance, however small, to win the presidency. Should this libertarian reverie somehow become a reality, here's how I imagine it might happen. This is Benjamin Tyler Fenton writing. The Paul campaign continues unloading its newfound cash on radio and television ads in the early primary states. Note they aren't spending money on books.
Right.
Especially New Hampshire. Dr. Paul heeds Concord Monitor's Mike Pride suggestion and moves to the state, invigorating the already strong grassroots support in the Live Free or Die state. The New Hampshire legislature votes to move the primary up to December 11th. On that day, shocking the mainstream media and their scientific polls, Ron Paul wins the New Hampshire primary with 35% of the vote. Remember, he doesn't need the majority to win. He just needs the plurality to win.
35% seems rather optimistic, but it's an optimistic article.
It could be done. CNBC.com editor Alan Wassler calls Paul supporters real, real good. The victory puts Dr. Paul on the map, and the Republican establishment begins to panic. I think they're already panicking secretly.
I would agree.
More on the way of this story, and your calls as well, whether you want to talk about the media or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives and entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site for your downloading convenience for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
I believe we're talking about one of the founding members of the Republican Liberty Caucus right now, Mr. Ron Paul, representative,
yes,
doctor.
He is
quite the man, in case you haven't heard of him before. How would you describe Ron Paul, Mark?
He's a 10-term United States House of Representative member. He is a veteran of the Air Force. He's a pediatrician, and he believes in liberty. He believes that Americans can handle most problems on their own.
Not only does he believe in liberty, but he actually proves it by acting on his beliefs in office and voting no on virtually everything that comes across his desk, because virtually everything in Washington, D.C. that they propose is unconstitutional.
And just about everything has a price tag on it.
Right. And Ron Paul happens to be a fan of that whole Constitution, you know, that silly old document the government hates so much. Ron Paul happens to really like the Constitution and really means it when he says the things he says. And that's why he sounds so radically different when he's on stage with all those other Republicans that could give a flip about the Constitution and don't mind destroying the Constitution in order to increase the power and influence of the state. So really, it's been quite interesting so far watching the Ron Paul campaign grow and become more popular and raise tremendous amounts of money, surprisingly large amounts of money for a libertarian campaign. He is running as a Republican, but he seems to be a pretty principled libertarian guy to me from my experiences talking to him and reading his writings. And people are really excited, and they should be, because it's unprecedented what's going on in this country right now, and that his campaign is really getting people interested in liberty again. People are talking about freedom in America again for the first time significantly in a long, long time. And so Benjamin Tyler Fenton over at LouRockwell.com has a vision. And I thought it was worth sharing. It was pretty entertaining, pretty interesting, and maybe even possible.
It's not impossible. I was looking at poll numbers in different states, and
they're going up.
They are going up. You know, they started out at 1. Now he's 6 in New Hampshire.
And I saw one at over 7 in New Hampshire today. So,
and New Hampshire is really the linchpin here.
Yes. Continuing his vision here, he points out that, again, this is what he would like to see happen. Who knows, maybe it will. Paul wins the New Hampshire primary with 35% of the vote. The victory puts Dr. Paul on the map, and the Republican establishment begins to panic. Increasing numbers of disillusioned voters who had not planned to vote realize that Paul has a real chance to win and come out to the polls in droves. New Hampshire's extremely early primary date allows thousands upon thousands of independent voters in other states to change their party affiliation to Republican in time to vote for Dr. Paul in their state's primaries. While the other undistinguishable Republican candidates write off Paul's New Hampshire victory as a fluke and continue to jockey for votes,
right.
Paul's libertarian message continues to stand out like a sore thumb, unifying his support and enabling him to win in many of the 23 Super Tuesday primaries on February 5th. He wins several more states down the home stretch, and as the delegates mount, Paul's victory becomes assured. The Giuliani, Thompson, and Romney campaigns fold up their tents. Sean Hannity's hairline recedes 3 more inches. Ron Paul officially wins the 2008 Republican presidential nomination.
Wow. It seems so. That is going to be the fight that he has. The biggest
winning
fight.
The nomination.
Yeah, the nomination is going to be the biggest fight. I believe that if Ron Paul becomes the Republican nominee, that he will beat Hillary Clinton.
I don't think you'd even have to spend very much money.
But I don't think that anyone else, any other Republican, is going to beat her.
With Paul's victory, chaos erupts at Republican Party headquarters. The reality sinks in that either Hillary Clinton, the mother of all that is not Republican, or Ron Paul, who won't preemptively nuke Iran, will become president. Neocons past and present come out of the woodwork to test the waters for an independent presidential run. Newt Gingrich becomes the most serious candidate, but ultimately decides against running, realizing that, number one, he won't win, and two, running as an independent would erode voter confidence in the Republican Party, and three, a Hillary presidency would be great for Rush Limbaugh's ratings. So the Republican bigwigs reach a consensus and decide to nominally back Paul while secretly rooting on Hillary. Fox News suddenly becomes fair and balanced in its election coverage. Meanwhile, the mainstream media shrugs off Paul as a protest candidate, calling his victory a resounding indication of voter disenchantment with the Republican Party. Which, that's true.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I'm resoundingly disappointed in the Republican Party, believe me.
The mainstream media proceeds to roll out the red carpet for Hillary Clinton, vastly underestimating the public's widespread negative perception of her. When Focus on the Family's James Dobson endorses Ron Paul for president, giving him the Christian rights support, no one at Hillary's campaign headquarters worries. But when Paul starts getting endorsements from various anti-war groups for his consistent stance on Iraq, remember, he voted against it, she voted for it.
Yeah, that's the part of the fight that I think is just so great.
If it gets to that point,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Civil liberties groups are backing Paul for his anti-Patriot Act stance, and even the AARP for his opposition to taxing Social Security benefits. The Hillary machine goes on the offensive. Attack ads are launched in an attempt to paint Paul as a bigot, a hillbilly, a moron, a conspiracy theorist, and everything else. The ads change few minds, however, as Paul's impeccable voting record, his unwavering commitment to the Constitution, and his grandfatherly charm speaks volumes about his true character. Nevertheless, heading into Election Day, the mainstream media has Paul trailing Clinton by 8-10% in their scientific polls, carefully worded by Frank Luntz. On election night, the New York Times doesn't bother to wait for all the precincts to close, let alone report, smugly going to press with the headline, Clinton defeats Paul. Late on election night, the pundits stare incredulously at the results as the results roll in, showing wins for Paul in state after state. While Paul holds his own in the heartland, benefiting from an unexpectedly high voter turnout driven by a vast Hillary fear that the polls failed to pick up on, he shocks many by winning in traditionally blue states like Oregon, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. When
the donations from Oregon and Washington are as high as any other state per capita.
Really?
They are in the highest. They are the deep red. I've seen these on these poll charts that I love. They make me feel good to look at them all.
Interesting.
And sure enough, there's all kinds of what you would call blue states are donating, per capita wise, just a whole bunch of people donating a whole bunch of money to Ron Paul.
When all is said and done, the final electoral tally shows Paul winning 280 electoral votes to Hillary's 258. George Stephanopoulos, thanks the Lord, he's not a betting man. Ron Paul has won the presidency. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Maybe it's a dead-on prediction that would put me on par with Nostradamus, who, by the way, doesn't have any dead-on prediction. Either way, imagine how a candidate truly committed to upholding the Constitution could become president, or imagining that sure is a pleasant thought. 800-259-9231. Sure. Now, since we mentioned Frank Luntz, there's another one over at LouRockwell.com that's worth talking about, and that's how Fox News staged this debate. Did you hear about this?
No.
The recent debate on Sunday night with Ron Paul getting booed by the audience?
I did that part, I heard.
It's kind of weird, right? I mean, awfully
who
strange.
Who ever heard of somebody getting booed by the audience?
Certainly the Ron Paul supporters don't boo the other jerks.
Right.
You ever notice that? The warmongering freaks that are up on stage with Ron Paul? The Ron Paul supporters in the other debates never booed them.
They wouldn't consider it. I mean, what a rude and disgusting thing to do.
Well, Fox News, according to Rick Fisk at LouRockwell.com, outsmarted itself last Sunday in an attempt to act as a foil to the Ron Paul Revolution, a movement that's reasserting the original ideas of the Republican Party. It slipped and showed its hand. Out of desperation, the Murdoch-owned media outlet exposed its penchant from manipulation. About a month ago in New Hampshire, Frank Luntz breathlessly informed Fox viewers that Republican voters in New Hampshire were strongly opposed to the UN. Of course, he didn't also ask the voters in the focus group he had assembled if they'd heard of Ron Paul or knew that part of his platform espouses a UN withdrawal or a U.S. withdrawal from the UN. Now, in case you don't know who Frank Luntz is, he's this slick pollster that understands and is very blatant about the fact that he brags about, well, he can manipulate poll results based on the questions that are asked, and
sure,
anybody that knows anything about polling knows that to be true. He's just particularly yucky. Anyway, that's Luntz's stock in trade, asking the right questions to get the right answers. His expertise in manipulating poll respondents was used to great effect back when the Republicans wrote themselves in the history books of 1994. Devotees of Trotsky and John Dewey were given the keys to the House and Senate because they gave palatable answers to questions about fiscal responsibility, corruption, and gun control, which is arguably the foremost issue in that election cycle due to the passage of the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban just prior to that election. So he's somebody that supposedly helps out the Republicans, but not the liberty-oriented Republicans, the ones that want control and power and to increase the size of the state. We'll tell you what he said on the air. It's very revealing. Coming up.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Go shopping if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live. You can shop in two ways. Number one, go to store.freetalklive.com to buy all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, and even some merchandise that doesn't have our logo on it that we just thought was pretty cool. Head over to store.freetalklive.com, whether it be hats or t-shirts or hoodies for the upcoming winter season. You might be enjoying the warmth of the Free Talk Live hoodie. I recommend it. Head over to store.freetalklive.com for anything else you need to buy. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. Whether it be a new item, used item, whatever, start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue to talk about how Fox News was playing some games on their recent debate, the one that happened on Sunday evening, where people were booing Ron Paul when he was on stage. Very rude. And now remember, this is the same Fox News where the reporters, the people that were hosting the debate, were snickering,
chuckling
at Ron Paul in the last debate. So they're trying all kinds of just dirty tactics against the Ron Paul campaign, and they keep getting caught for it. Anyway, here's what happened. Frank Luntz, who is a pollster, a Republican-oriented pollster, which means that he's in favor of big government Republicans, not Ron Paul.
Right.
Luntz trotted out his dog and pony show with the premise that after the debate, we'd all know who was going to win the primary. The responses in Luntz's commentary were sold as impromptu. Watch the video and you'll see that the camera breaks to Luntz just prior to the debate's start. And Luntz responds as if he had just started discovering their feelings about the GOP candidates. The problem is, Luntz and his camera crew shot over 70 minutes of video to get just about 4 minutes of airtime. While the segments aired might have been live, the preparation and Luntz's manipulative and combative attitude directed the group in exactly the direction he wanted. Though despicable, the effort was pretty slick. But you can't control everything, and the cat escaped the bag. The prominent Paul detractor in Luntz's focus group, who was fooled into thinking that he was actually driving the show due to the quality of his own brilliant observations, gives us the scoop over at a website called Free Republic, where he is a member. you know, the same Free Republic, which gained its reputation by freeping polls, the very thing many of its membership complains about when Ron Paul supporters do it. Regrettably for Frank Luntz, this fellow doesn't know when to shut up. Now, here's an excerpt from his alleged post over at Free Republic, one of the people that was in the group with Frank Luntz at the Ron Paul, or at the debate. Quote, Luntz was angry early on before cameras went live when he polled the group to make sure everyone there was undecided. A 21-year-old guy raised his hand and said he was supporting Ron Paul. Luntz absolutely lost it on this kid and said, why in the hell didn't you put that on your questionnaire that was emailed to you? Why does it not shock me that a Ron Paul supporter would pull this kind of crap? Then later, when he compared a moderate conservative to a major serious conservative, he wanted a show of hands. Then he added, when I say major serious conservative, I mean you can hear the German Nazi marching bands and get excited.
Wow.
Jeez.
Pretty amazing quote, huh?
Now, again, that's coming from somebody's post over at Free Republic. He seems to have... The guy that wrote this article seems to believe that this indeed was the person who he was claiming to be, so it could be hearsay, but nonetheless, very interesting. With friends like Frank Luntz, who needs enemies? The poor, misguided chap in question believes he represents the Republican base. He took offense at Luntz's question. His main concern is finding a candidate to represent the GOP, and apparently he writes in all caps... On his post, he's one of those guys.
Great.
Finding a candidate to represent the GOP who can combat the image of a GOP politician as a warmongering Nazi. Gee, wonder who might help him out in this regard, a bunch of warmongering Nazis or the one candidate running who truly isn't either of those things? The audience at the debate was uncharacteristically critical of Ron Paul's views. We learned later that Ron Paul's supporters weren't the sort to be invited. This audience actually booed when Ron Paul spoke the inconvenient truth regarding a landslide majority of Americans who want us out of Iraq. The studio audience was booing reality. The viewing audience was not so controlled. They gave Ron Paul the debate win with 34% of the text message votes, double digits higher than his next closest competitor.
So they did, they screened the people in the audience?
They either targeted certain groups for invites... Or they and or screened them as well.
Hmm. And who is this kid that said that he supported Ron Paul? He was in a focus group that was even... You
know, he had managed to get into a focus group which was supposed to be undecided voters.
Hmm.
So what should this episode tell us? Well, one, Fox News is doing its utmost to keep the warmongering Nazi image alive. While people believe that Fox News is merely a propaganda arm of the GOP, I don't believe this at all. Murdoch likes Clinton. She's a neocon enough, and at this point, the GOP has overplayed its hand. Its image is now a detriment. The writing on the wall is that Hillary wins in 2008, according to Frank Luntz anyway, so Fox News is hedging its bet by actively seeking to undermine her opposition and make sure that the one candidate who can beat her is not there when it would matter. The second thing we can take away from this event is Fox News is scared to death of Ron Paul. Not because he can beat the other Republicans, but because he can beat Hillary. The fear isn't limited to neoconservatives at Fox News. Elsewhere, neoconservative pundits are finally beginning to realize Ron Paul isn't the quixotic dark horse of their alternate reality. If they're not publicly noting he's formidable, the plagiarists amongst them are banning discussion about him. You heard about that? The Red State blog banning posts about Ron Paul?
Really?
Yet they cannot change this another... so-called conservative side. Yet they can't change reality. The support is real, the money is real, and as Dr. Paul pointed out after the debate on issues, if not name recognition, he owns the election going all the way into November. If you look at who Fox is trying to manipulate its viewers into supporting, you're looking at the most ridiculous and least likely to beat the Democrat nominee. Of these so-called front runners, none are fiscally responsible enough to win the primary election, much less the general, and none of them know the magic trick that is Hillary. Being pro-war, while saying she isn't. So in that Hillary is pro-war.
Right, she is.
Pointing out that you are not pro-war.
And you know, she'll switch around, she'll flip-flop like you wouldn't believe on this war issue.
Yeah.
One minute she'll say, well, you know, you're going to have to keep some troops there, whatever. We're going to get the troops out of Iraq, but keep some troops there. How the hell do you do that? We're going to end the war in Iraq? There isn't a war in Iraq. We're not fighting a war in Iraq. We won the war years ago. Now all we're trying to do is keep the peace. You think you're going to keep the peace with a couple of... just keeping a handful of troops there?
Rick says, one wonders what Fox News is going to try at the next debate. And I guess time will tell. Let's go to the phones and talk to Trey, rather. Trey in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Trey. Hello, Trey in Texas. Trey going once. Trey in Texas going twice.
Let's all right, try. Can you hear me?
Hey, Trey.
There he is.
How you guys doing?
Great. Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I want to talk to you guys about a couple interesting things that happened at work tonight.
Okay.
This guy comes in every now and then and I talk to him about technology and stuff. And he works in the state, so I'm always interested in what he's doing. And he's telling me tonight about a handwriting recognition system that they're doing that is going to not only memorize what your signature looks like digitally, but how you write it and the manner in which you write it. So that when you sign on these electric pads, it will actually know if it's you signing it or someone else signing your name, or and then also that would tie in and allow you to see like where signatures have been put down and what date and compare them against each other, all this stuff.
Huh.
I thought that was kind of creepy talking to him about that.
My signature isn't always the same. It looks different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It seems like there's going to be a lot of problems getting that to work.
Yeah, I agree.
But, you know, either way, the state's doing it, and that's the frightening part.
Well, they've got your money to spend on it, so it doesn't really matter whether it's a good idea or not.
Well, that's what I was talking to him about. I was talking about the economics of it, and I said, you know, well, maybe biometrics would be a good way to verify that. Because I was saying, well, you know, anyone could get on a computer and use anyone else's signature. That was another thing they were talking about. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, that would probably be cost prohibitive for y'all. He said, no, we're considering it. So they're talking about fingerprint scanners and iris scanners for their computers at the state in Texas, which is just a complete waste of money, in my opinion. But
wow.
It's a state, so what's new?
Well, yeah, and then they're going to impose those things on us as well, you know, in order to get a driver's license and that sort of thing.
Well, I mean, like in Texas, when you go to the DMV, you already sign on an electronic pad, and I talked to him, and they're doing it so that they can incorporate that, so that they can see how the citizens, it's not just for the employees. It's like when you go to the DMV in Texas from now on, you're going to be going into that system. Or once they get it implemented, they're working on implementing it right now.
Yikes. One more reason to get to New Hampshire. Short on time, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that the state should, you know, it's not that it scares me so much that the state may have this information. It has all kinds of information about me. It's just, why does the state want to compile all this stuff?
They're busy little
bean counters out there collecting these things.
They can never have enough of your personal privacy.
And they never seem to do anything. At least, often enough, they seem to do bad things with the information they collect.
They sure do. They're the state. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Jeremy, you got about 20, 30 seconds. What's on your mind?
Hey, good to talk to you guys again. I just wanted to say that we're on the win, man. We rule the internet. We rule. And Ron Paul Jones is just taking over. And
they can't stop us. They really can't.
We're going to win.
You're right, Jeremy. Thank you for the call. We have already won. We have won in the world of ideas. Our ideas are right. We support voluntary interactions. They support coercive interactions. Now the challenge is to help other people understand the difference and come to our side. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.